In order to best understand Luke's story of this Thursday before Jesus died, this meal that he ate with his disciples hours before his trial and his crucifixion, it might be helpful to include arrows, directional arrows. The first arrow in the story would be pointing backwards, back in time to the past. The meal that Jesus sat down to eat was the Passover meal, the Old Testament festival of deliverance. The Israelites had been slaves in Egypt. God had waged war with Pharaoh, the ruler of Egypt, and he had said he was going to kill all the firstborn in all of Egypt. But he gave a substitute for the people of God, a lamb that would die instead of them. And they were to sacrifice the lamb and put the blood over the doorposts and the windows so that when God did wage war on the Egyptians, the death and destruction would pass over them and they would be spared because of the blood of the lamb. But God gave them more instructions on that night of the Passover, not only to sacrifice the lamb, but also to eat it. The lamb that died was the lamb they ate. And God told them in the years to come, when they had entered the promised land and beyond, every year, wherever that they lived, they were to take one night a year and to eat that Passover meal again. And to remember the past, to look backwards and remember Egypt and their deliverance. The arrow in the Passover meal pointed backwards to the past, back in time. When Jesus sits down on that Thursday night of that last week of his life before his death, and he eats that Passover meal with his disciples, the Passover is transformed by him. Because he is telling his disciples, this is a new Passover. And he points to himself and he says, I am the new Passover lamb. I am the Lamb of God. Everything that Passover lamb was is now fulfilled in me. Now I die for you. And my blood is over you. And now the death and the destruction and the wrath of punishment of God, because of me, the Lamb of God, will pass over you. You will be shielded by that, by my blood. The Lord Jesus Christ, by his death and resurrection and his blood over us, becomes this new Passover lamb. And what is more, Jesus, just as in the Old Testament, the lamb was not only sacrificed, but also shared as a meal, Jesus gives a new meal in the midst of the old Passover meal. Bread, he says, this is my body. Wine, this is my blood. So that once again in the New Testament, as in the Old, the lamb that dies is the lamb we eat. In this new meal, just as in the Old, the lamb just doesn't die for us, separate from us, but that lamb also gives himself to us to have, to take into ourselves, to eat and to drink. When we receive this supper of the Lamb, this new Passover, the Lord's Supper, there is a giant arrow pointing backwards to the cross of Jesus. Jesus gives his body for us in the cross, on the cross, in our place. This is when he becomes the Passover Lamb. He sheds his blood there on the cross. He gives his body into death. And when we take the supper, we are to remember. Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me. We are to think back to the past, to that great moment when Jesus gave himself into death, his innocent suffering and death for us. When we take the supper, the arrow points backwards to Jesus and to the cross. But this new supper, this new meal that Jesus gives, isn't just pointing backwards. The directional arrows are not simply to the past. Because this supper, in a mysterious way, by the words of Jesus, not only points us to remember Jesus' body and blood and his sacrifice, but his words and this meal bring that sacrifice into the present. The very body and blood of Jesus, which died on the cross, are presented in the bread and wine, so that the directional arrow not only points to the past, but it points right here, to this altar, to this table, in the present, now, today. Jesus says, "This is my body. This cup is the New Testament in my blood." Is, not was. It is present. That which you take, the bread and the wine, is his very body and blood. The past becomes present. That which Jesus gave on the cross is now offered to you. The lamb that dies is the lamb we eat. The death and the suffering that Jesus experienced on the cross, his very body and his blood, are now received by us in bread and wine. The forgiveness which he won, the shielding, the passing over, is given to us in our hands, in our mouth, to have, to receive. Directional arrows to the past, to the present, run through this story in Luke. Jesus does an interesting thing in the Gospel of Luke, because he turns the arrow yet another time and points also to the future. He says, "I will not eat that Passover again," he says, "until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." He says, "I will not drink of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." Jesus is pointing not only to the present, but he's saying, there is going to be another supper. I will eat with you again. And certainly he means this, that he eats with us here, but he's pointing even further on to the future. Jesus says, there is a feast coming, still to come, a not here yet time, where we will eat, he will eat, and we with him in this kingdom of God. The future that Jesus points to is the resurrection. Jesus' death not only forgives sins, but it kills death. Jesus did not only die, he also rose again. And when Jesus rises, he lives forever, eternally. He is living now, a risen, reigning, ruling, glorious Lord. And when he rises, death dies. And because of his rising, there is an endless Easter feast for those who believe. The supper points us forward to the future, to this wedding supper of the Lamb, which has no end. The body and blood of Jesus, which we receive in the bread and the wine, are not only the body of Jesus on the cross, they are also the body of Jesus, which is living, risen, resurrected, now glorified. Of course, they're not two separate bodies. There's only one Jesus. The same body that died on the cross is the same body, the same Jesus, that rules in heaven now and is coming back to put creation right. In the liturgy, we sing not only, "Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world," but we also sing, "This is the feast of victory for our God, our Lord." In the supper, we are joined to Christ, who is risen, who lives, who has trampled down death, who has put all things under his feet, and he will come back. He has promised to return and take us into this new paradise, which the Bible says is nothing else, nothing other than a giant feast with Jesus and all the saints. Arrows. Directional arrows. This sacrament points us backwards to the cross of Christ, where he has won our salvation and shed his blood and given his body as a sacrifice. This supper directs us now, here, to receive that body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. And it points us forward to that day which is coming, when we will sit at that grace feast which has no end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.